Our Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care 93.7 FM. Brandon Tamman. We're joined by the Jefferson County North girls basketball coach, Steve Knoll, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers playing some good ball here as of late. And Coach, let's go back to your last outing, which was last Friday on the road at Valley Falls in league play. Your team was down in the fourth quarter, but able to come back and get a win. It was a 51-48 final, but obviously a lot of resiliency for your team in that game, having to make a push in the fourth quarter to come back and get that win.
Oh, definitely. We started the game pretty well. I think we were up 14-9 in the first quarter, and problem was we got into foul trouble. Then we got a little stagnant on offense and just didn't move the ball very well. And we go into the fourth quarter, and I think we're down 40-30. We were finally able to get things going about maybe halfway through the fourth quarter and end up closing the quarter on a 21-8 run for us. So, you know, able to win by three, but we didn't really do much good all night. But the one thing I can say is the girls never gave up, and the one thing they did do great all night was hustle. Even when things weren't going for us, you know, we got everything else, just pressuring the ball and making our defense kind of become our offense, and that really helped us out in the fourth.
You know, we've talked, you know, especially early on in the year with that senior class that you lost from last season, and, you know, early on losing a couple games, you know, against some really good competition, and, you know, we talked about, you know, it's going to maybe take a little bit for this maybe younger roster to kind of gel a little bit, and you guys have rattled off some wins here, but not only wins, but close wins. Those are tough to come by, and it's hard to win close games. You know, three of your last four wins, a three-point win, a five-point win, and then most recently, as we talked about here, the Valley Falls game, a three-point win in comeback fashion. So not only is your team rattling off some wins, kind of gelling together, but these tight scenarios, your teams are coming out on top, which has got to be good to see moving forward.
Oh, I think it's good for us. I think it will really help us, hopefully, you know, down the line, hopefully this year and then even next year, because we'll return everybody. So, you know, in some regards, it's a good thing. Some of these have been close, but then in other regards, there's some that we should not have let get close. We should have kind of continued to build a lead early on, but it is showing us that we're probably a little deeper than I thought. We had some people step in the other night. Holly Kosenke, a sophomore, came off the bench when we had some girls in foul trouble and really gave us some quality minutes. So, you know, hopefully that gets a little deeper as well. And, you know, like I say, we've played now seven games, and I think we've had five different leading scorers of those seven games. So it's a team that I think once we finally gel and once we finally get things clicking the way we want them to click, you know, we could be hard to be beat. But we're also, we just had some injuries this week. So, you know, we're going to see how deep we can be, or we are at this point. So,
yeah, it's certainly going to be a test. You know, we got midseason tournaments going on. You guys will have your midseason tournament next week, so you guys are just in the middle of that regular season run here stretch for this week. And right now, probably the best team in the league showing it is Troy, and that's who you're going to see here tonight. This Trojans team, one of the best teams in the state, got one of the best players in the state. They're just, you know, they're not the biggest team in terms of height, but just a lot of really good guards that can handle it. And even with their size, they're very good with their ability to rebound. You know, how do you kind of look at this Troy team? And obviously a big challenge coming up here tonight.
Oh, yes, you know, kind of a big challenge for us. And, you know, we've came across teams throughout the year that, you know, I've told the girls that's exactly the type of team we want to be. When we played Rock Creek early on in our Jamboree, when we played Donovan West, those teams kind of play the style and the way we want to play. And each one of them did something a little different. Well, Troy's in that same boat. You know, Troy's not got a lot of size, but they will crash the boards hard. You know, they shoot the ball well. They do a lot of things well, but hopefully we can kind of, you know, adjust to their strengths and be able to give them a game as we go through it. But hopefully, if nothing else, we can learn from, you know, the way they play and kind of try to model ourselves after that in the future as well, because we turn around and play them in another week again. So it's one of those things that, you know, we want to give it a heck of a game when we go, but if things don't go our way, we want to be able to come out of it as a learning experience for us.
There it is, Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Again, the Chargers playing some good ball. A comeback win in their last outing against Valley Falls, winning by three. Now they get Troy tonight, a Northeast Kansas League showdown. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week during the midseason tournament.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon.